Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny. He was with us all season long and kind enough to hop on with us for a little debrief here today. Now, the reason actually it hit you up last night, though, was I really got a lot out of your comments and your candor about what the Astros are doing and some of the evidence coming out against them now. So why don't we just start with going into that series, what were you guys hearing? Was it a point of conversation where you talked about that belief that they did this? And then what types of things were you guys doing to try to combat it as pitchers?
Well, I think going into that series, and again, I mentioned this in one of my tweets, just that there had been suspicious activity. There'd been strong suspicion of this kind of stuff in some stadiums around the league over the past few years. So we went in, we had our guard up. We didn't have any evidence of any of these allegations at the time. We didn't know what to look for. We didn't have any specifics, but we definitely had our guard up. So we went with the method that you've seen some other teams around the league use, where the catcher and the pitcher have an index card that's laminated with several series of signs that you can use. The pitcher tucks it into his hat, and the catcher is wearing a wristband like a quarterback. And that way you can go through, you have options. You can constantly mix up your signs. Even when there was nobody on base, we were going through sequences of signs. Typically, you just put down, whichever pitch you want. If there's nobody on base, you don't go through the whole sequence. But, we also were watching each other. There were guys in the dugout, our dugout, that were watching our own guys, just to make sure that they weren't giving anything away based on how they came set, or they weren't doing anything different with their windup or their mechanics that might have been a tell as to what pitch they were throwing. So we were trying to help each other out in that aspect too. But, I don't know. There was just a lot of stuff that we were trying to do to just maybe stay ahead of it, but also just, not be predictable and disguise our game plan as best we could.
What I think's that much more amazing about it is, in addition to this, whatever this is, real versus perceived, the Astros are great, right? I mean, like, Jose Altuve hits line drives off everybody. So does George Springer. So does Bregman. I mean, all these guys are mash machines. And so I that extra layer of doubt, like, are they're already good, and they may have that advantage. How did you guys counter that mentally? I think that's an underrated part of this entire thing, knowing that this shadow, sometimes the threat is actually bigger than the actual action. How did you guys counter that and still deal as you guys did in their ballpark?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's part of the frustration with these allegations, is that, like, oh my gosh, like, this lineup is absolutely stacked as it is, 1 through 9. These guys are really good, and they might be getting help. And I think that's some of the frustration that's there. But, I think our guys, our pitchers did a really good job of kind of putting those thoughts in a proper place in their mind, and just being able to, I don't want to say, like, look past it, because it was definitely something that some guys were thinking about, but when they crossed that line, all they were thinking about was executing the pitch. Cause they were like, look, we can mix up our signs. Guys were mixing up signs when there was nobody on base. They were switching to different sets of the signs multiple times throughout an inning. So I think we were able to do those things that put your mind at ease enough that you were able to kind of block that out and just focus on playing baseball. So, you know, a lot of the, and that was a lot of the stuff that we had worked on in that break that we had between the NLCS and the World Series, was working, talking with the catchers, talking with Jan and Zouk about different sets of signs that we could use and how we could mix it up from and stay or keep from becoming too predictable.
Sean Doolittle on The Fan. All right, so two-parter here, related. One, how didn't pitchers, guys, pick up on this before? Marcus Stroman tweeted yesterday a video of the trash can banging, and he's just getting tattooed in a start against the Astros. And he's like, this is so crazy. And like, no one at no point noticed, but when we watch these videos, it seems pretty obvious. It's not like it's that well hidden. And then the second thing would be, how many teams do you think are doing something like this? I know it's something you commented on Twitter. Everyone's trying to get an edge. Everyone's cutting the corners, right, and stealing signs, quote-unquote, within the rules. Like, how many teams do you think are being shady about this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many are being shady about it, but I think the hope is here that with this instance, as we continue to, you know, have some evidence and, you know, MLB's launched an investigation, that they can find out, you know, maybe how it came about, what more of the specifics were. And then we can put measures in place that are going to dissuade teams from doing it, or maybe they'll make it impossible, you know, for teams to be able to relay stuff like this in real time. Starting in 2019, they put MLB put an employee in the video room of all the stadiums in both the home and visiting clubhouses. And they put the TVs on a pretty substantial delay. So they're starting to take measures, but it sounds like we're going to have to keep looking at those to see if there's anything else that we can do. You know, because, you know, the general consensus amongst guys in the league is that, like, if you can pick up my signs with your eyeballs, if a guy on second can decipher them, if I'm doing something with my set position after I get my signs on the mound, and that's fair game. That's gamesmanship. That's part of the game. And that's stuff that we work on in spring training and throughout the year to disguise so that teams can't pick it up. But once you're talking about maybe using a video feed that only one team has access to, or, you know, different technologies to relay signs, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. And as far as when you're out there, when you're pitching, a lot of the noises, just in and around the stadium, when you're so focused on executing the pitch, and there's a lot on the line, and the sounds just kind of become not muted, but like dulled. So like, if you don't have a really good idea of what to listen for or what to key in on, I mean, it just kind of blends into the background, to be honest. And I don't think that any of these guys, you know, like Stroman tweeted the video, I don't think that anybody that he could have heard that unless he knew exactly what he was listening for and when to listen for it. But it comes after the catcher gives his sign, and right as the pitcher is kind of starting his windup. So that's a time when, as a pitcher, you're so focused on delivering the pitch and executing what the catcher just put down that, like, I mean, there's a really good chance that you don't hear that. I don't think anybody, all your focus is on the catcher. So, you know, I don't know.
Sean, yesterday when Grant and I were kicking this around, we said this penalty needs to be among the harshest, if not the harshest, ever handed out. There's a difference to me between a guy behind the scenes popping a hormone to make himself better versus this systemic team-wide video-type cheating. I think this needs to be one of the harshest penalties ever levied. Commissioner Doolittle, what do you think the punishment should be?
I honestly don't know because, I'm really hesitant about that, about offering a suggestion on the punishment because so far, like, you know, all I have are some internet videos and some stuff from Twitter to go off of. And it doesn't look good right now. I kind of want to stay out of the the process of the punishment. I want to focus on, I hope people do have to answer some questions and I hope people are held accountable, but for me, and I think for players around the league, we want to see MLB figure out what might have been going on and then implement ways that we can keep this from ever happening again. Whether the punishment is part of that process or they start, I really don't know. They sweep the stadium so that there's no hidden cameras anywhere or something like that. But just so that no team could ever, you know, use technology to relay back to the hitters in real time.
Dude, we only got about a minute left. It was great insight and good info from you on that. But I guess I'll leave you with this. Have you fired off a text yet to Strauss or to Rendon and sent up, you know, maybe a picture of your favorite band and say, I like this band when they're together? Anything like that? The music is beautiful.
I haven't yet, but I guess the hot stove is starting to heat up. So we'll see if, you know, we kind of had a team of photographers that were following us around and in the World Series and in the days that followed. So maybe I'll dig up some good ones and try to send them to them and just
with some nice,
you know,
music.
Hopefully. Yeah, we don't have to. We can. You know, I'll pull out all the stops. We're not too proud. We'd really love both of those guys to be back. And you know, so they were such a big part of everything we did. And man, it'd be fun to think about what next year could be like with both of those guys back.
Congrats again. Thank you for everything, not only with the postseason run, but hanging out with us all season long, man. It was a real treat, and appreciate your insight today, buddy. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, be
Thank
well.
You, Sean.
One of the best. There's Sean Doolittle, a World Series champion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.